Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, February 26, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I want to welcome everyone, whatever platform you're listening, either live or on the replay. Thank you. And always, always, much appreciated. I always have to say it. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day wherever you are. I hope you are having a good one. Okay, so let's get started. Everyone else will come in. Hey, Power Girl, you are early today. You're early. And Move Along, welcome. Today I want to talk about, y'all have heard me talk about this before, you know, the boundaries and you know, respect and all that other stuff. And one of my pet peeves, y'all, don't block my driveway. Just don't. The two things I just drive me crazy is people who let their dogs do their business on my lawn and blocking my driveway. And a lot of people may not know, and maybe some people do, and they don't care. Blocking the driveway is actually against the law. You can't even block your own driveway. You're not supposed to block the sidewalk with your car, because if someone is walking down the street and they have to go into the street in order to go around your car and there's an accident, if they get hit or something, you are liable for that. And blocking someone's driveway is actually against the law because, you know, if you need to come out for an emergency or emergency services have to get to you, your driveway's blocked. So there are many good reasons why you shouldn't, but you know, when people just don't, they don't care. I mean, you know, I know that in some places where it's crowded, is, you know, parking's bad, whatever, and people think that, oh, I'm not blocking the driveway that much. But you know, you are. I don't think that I should have to maneuver to get in or out of my driveway. You know, I heard one person tell someone, you know, just drive on your grass. Told the homeowner that they should just drive on their grass. Or you have the people who, you know, especially if you have a shared driveway, which sucks. And if people have to do that, I feel sorry for them. But people who also allow their friends or whatever to park in your spot or even in your driveway, you know, well, they're at work. Doesn't matter. It's my driveway. You know, and some people may say, oh, you know, what's the big deal? For, you know, it's a big deal because it's my driveway. You know, and you have those people who have those multiple cars in the family who are consistently blocking the street blocking the sidewalk. And they don't want to park around the corner where there's lots of parking because they don't want to walk. But they expect you to walk to your own house. Minnesota says I'm with you on this one. You know, so as I said, this is just one of the pet peeves that I have. So I've been watching some videos and I wish I can show them to you. I could upload them over on YouTube, but then again, you guys wouldn't see it over here. But I've been watching several videos on people and their driveways and blocking their driveways. And people are calling to have these cars towed. But then the people who are getting towed are coming out and they're pissed off because, well, you're towing my car. Well, you're parking in my driveway, especially when you have signs. There are some people have signs up, do not block the driveway. And they do it anyway. Or if they're having a family function, you know, a barbecue or something, you know, have your family park around the corner. Make other arrangements. You know, some people, you know, get valet services. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, everybody can afford that, whatever, but the bottom line is don't block my driveway. And they're not just blocking your driveway. They're blocking the person across the street. They're blocking this person, whatever, you know, because they think that it doesn't matter. I used to live across the street from someone who worked nights. And he would come home, you know, he usually got home like around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And this one particular house, you know, which was like a party house, he was constantly walking down there, banging on their door, because it was always them telling them to move their car. Oh, well, you know, we thought you were asleep or we thought you weren't home. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I may have to get up and go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're blocking my driveway. But I guess it all comes down to the boundaries thing. People, boundaries and respect. People want to cross your boundaries thinking that it's okay, and people want to disrespect you because they think that they can. So, what do you do? Do you consistently continue to fight and argue with these people? Or do you just say, you know what? I'm just going to block your driveway. Hey, Lou, you know, I'm just going to block your driveway and I'm just going to keep towing you, you know? And as we all know, when you get towed, every 24 hours is cha-ching-ching, and it's not cheap. It's not like every 24 hours is $5 or $2. I mean, we're talking a significant amount of money. But then they want to get mad at you and call you all kinds of names because you decided to get them towed. You know, I have seen, Lou says, my neighbor parked in my driveway drunk by accident last week. You know, so, I mean, I can see if it's an accident, you know, whatever, or even if it's an emergency. Let's say, you know, your neighbor parked there because it's an emergency, you know, whatever. But they promptly came back out and moved their car. But if they're the repeat offenders who habitually continue to do it, there's a problem. It takes drunk people to wake up. You know, again, but if it's by accident, but if it's a habitual offender, repeat offender, there's a problem. You know, and then they have, you know, the rule where if you're like more than a foot into the driveway, then you can get a ticket. Here in California, if you park and block someone's driveway, it's a $110 ticket. Plus, you can get towed. You know, some people say, well, you could have just come and got me and asked me to move my car. I'm trying to go to work. I'm trying to, you know, go to the store, whatever. I don't want to take time out of what I'm doing to come get you, to wait for you to get up to come move your car. That's not my job. That's not my job to tell you, you know, to move your car because I need to get out. You know, and it's interesting because I've seen videos where people have asked people to move their car, and then as soon as the person drives away, they put the car right back. You know, and then when the person comes back, you know, it's like it's this whole argument. Why don't you just park around the corner? Because everybody's too lazy and they don't want to walk. No, it's not car. I don't understand what that means. You know, I don't know. You know, again, it just comes down to respect. You know, I'm sorry, I was trying to upload a song here. You know, it comes down to respect and crossing someone's boundaries. So what if we just had laws that no matter what, you park in someone's driveway, it's an automatic tow. I mean, people block businesses. I mean, you can't even get people not to block the driveway when they're waiting for a red light. And when it says don't block the intersection, whatever, where people are trying to come in and out, people don't move. They don't care. You know, they will just stay there. And, you know, while the person who's blocking will avoid looking at the person who's trying to turn or, you know, get into the street, whatever. I mean, you're at a red light. You're not going anywhere. Does it really matter? You know, does it really matter? If you allow that person to go through. I mean, people don't care. You know, does it really, you know, matter if you allow someone to, you know, make that right-hand turn be before you, or you allow someone to go before you in traffic. Does it really matter? Because in reality, you know, you're not going to get far. You know, people pass each other up on the on the street, on the freeway, on the highway, whatever, and you know, and all they got was one car length ahead of you. But they still got stopped at that stoplight. Or you see the people who are weaving in and out of traffic, you know, they're the ones that cause accidents. But people don't care. And like I said, here in California, it's illegal to block a private or commercial driveway. It is a $110 ticket, and you can get towed. I've seen, you know, the videos where people are, you know, hitching up cars themselves and just pulling cars. You know, when you get towed, you know, they have a way to do it where, you know, they're putting stuff up under your wheels and they pull it up on the car or whatever, up on the flatbed, or if it's being towed by a tow truck, whatever, they have a way to do it where for the most part your car doesn't get damaged. But I've seen people, videos where people have hooked up their pickup trucks and they're pulling someone's car and you can hear the screech, you know, whatever. And, you know, they end up moving the car someplace where the person can't find it. They have to go look for their car. Now, the person who is doing that can get in trouble, but I say more power to them. More power to them. You know, in most places, it is illegal to park and block someone's driveway. But people do it. People do it. Welcome back. People do it. Yeah. Power girl, I guess so. What did she say? Hi. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what that means. You know, but you know, blocking driveways, blocking cars, you know, we can turn this into people who tailgate. Oh, I know people that tailgate. You know, and you say something to them, they want to get an attitude with you. But then again, when you hit that other person's car, then they're pissed off at the person that they hit. You know, it's just rude and it's disrespectful. You know, it's just rude and is disrespectful. But again, people don't care. They just don't care. So again, I say, what do you do? I mean, I think that people who are, and some people are going to think that I'm crazy for saying this, but I think people who are repeat offenders and, you know, consistently block someone's driveway, I think they should not be able, you know, not only is their car towed, but it has to stay, what I want to say, it has to stay, what I want to say, you can't get out for like 30 days. So not only do you have a 30-day tow fee that you have to pay, you're SOL because you don't have a car. So you need that car to get to work or for work. Oh well. You know, what do you have to do to get people to learn their lesson? But some people never learn. They'll just continue to argue. They'll continue to fight and argue with you and get pissed off, but they'll continue to do the same thing because they think that they can. They think that they're inconveniencing you by continuing to be, a shit, so to speak, excuse my French. And yeah, it is a big pain in the butt. It is an inconvenience. But how much money are you spending? How much money are you spending because you're getting towed? How much money are you spending because you're getting tickets? And again, you know, there are places, you know, around the country where parking is just ridiculous. You know, they build more houses and, you know, or more apartments, whatever, or, you know, you go to some places, downtown Chicago, they've taken out of practically every single meter, forcing you to go into, you know, park in a parking lot that's like $30 an hour. It's expensive. People can't afford that. So what do you do? You park, you know, 20 blocks away, you take the bus. You know, cities have become greedy. I will admit that they have. They've become very, very greedy. You know, they're forcing people to, you know, for some places it's almost like they're daring you to park in a no parking zone so they can give you a ticket so the cities can make more money. But at the same time, you can't block someone's driveway and they can't get out. I mean, to me, blocking someone's driveway is the same as, you know, you go to the market or you go to a mall or whatever and you want to park and someone's taking up two spaces because they don't want anybody parking next to their car. You know, you're the person who needs to park way over there, you know, way far away in that over there. And then walk. Because that's rude. Because while you're taking up two spaces, there's someone who probably needs to park there closer. Maybe because they have a physical need. They're not considered disabled where they have to have a placard in their car. You know, but you're being rude. And I've noticed more and more when people drive, when they are in their cars, they're rude. You have people who won't even turn on a turn signal, but then they turn all of a sudden. You're like, what? And then you can say, well, you know, you shouldn't have been following so close. Is it following so close? It's just the fact that, can you please turn your turn signal on if you're going to make a right or left turn, especially those right-hand turns? Can you turn on a turn signal? Or they turn on a signal right when they're turning. You know, okay, I'm turning right now, so I'll turn on the signal. You know, or the people who, what do I want to say? Those people who, when you come to a stoplight, they are so close behind your car. It's like, well, you know, do you just want to get in the back seat with me? You know, do you just want to, you know, you want to put your car in the back seat because that's how close you are to me. You know, people just don't care. Yes, yes, and yes. You know, Doreen, welcome. You know, people just they don't care. There's just no sense of respect anymore. That's the only way that I can say it. There's no sense of respect. And that's, you know, unfortunately, what we're coming down to. I mean, again, it sounds so simple as saying, hey, shorty. It sounds so simple as saying, you know, don't block my driveway. It sounds funny, but it goes beyond the driveway. You know, it's about a lot of other things. And like I said, can you please not let your dog do their business on my lawn? If they do, can you pick it up? It's after 11 o'clock. Can you please not blare your music so loud? Or you have those people who, and if you all are these people, I'm talking about you. You're driving down the street. Do I have to hear your music blaring where my car is vibrating because your music is up so loud? Is that necessary? So it goes beyond blocking your driveway. It's beyond me calling to get you towed. It's beyond me running outside, you know, fussing at you because, you know, I'm yelling at you because your dog has done their business in my front lawn yet again. And yes, I have done that before and it did stop, you know, but why does it have to get to that point? You know, I don't know. I don't get it. People don't care. Dory's laughing. You know, you look at some people and, you know, if you ever just people watch, especially if you're sitting in a parking lot, and if you ever just people watch and you're sitting there and you watch people, people do some really messed up things. You know, I have seen, you know, people going into, hey, Juju, I have seen people go into a store, you know, and this person's pulling a cart, you know, everybody's, you know, you have a couple people who get to the entrance of the store at the same time and both, you know, people are pulling out carts, whatever. And you have the person who is towards the back of the crowd will zoom in front of everybody else to get into the door first. And other people kind of looking at them. And it's like, the doors are opening wide. You know, okay, yeah, one person goes in, you know, whatever. But are you in that much of a hurry to buy some onions? And I'm pretty sure the person didn't say, pardon me, excuse me. You know, it just doesn't, I don't know. You know, but again, when you block someone's driveway, it is, people need to think that if you have an emergency, you have to be able to get out. If an emergency vehicle is coming to your home, they have to be able to have access. You know, they have to be able to have access to your home. I mean, just like those people who block the fire hydrants and then they get upset when a lot of when people used to block fire hydrants, they used to go around the car, but they would call the police to have it towed. So meanwhile, something's burning and yeah, they're going around the car. So now what they've been doing is they just break the window. They break the window and they put the holes through the window, and you come back and it's like, well, damn, my car. It's like, yeah, your car. And you can say, well, what if it was your house burning down, right? And people use, oh, but my house is not going to burn down. Well, you never know. You may go home one day and your house is burning down, and it's burning down even faster because guess what? Somebody parked in front of a fire hydrant. You know, I don't know. I don't know, people are just so inconsiderate, and that's where we are today. We are at a point where people, they just don't give a damn. I mean, they just don't care. They just think that they can, you know, do whatever they want, and everything's okay, and no one's going to get mad, and if they do, so what? Because I'm this entitled person, and I can do whatever I want, you know. My mother's the principal, so you know, as a student, I can, you know, treat that teacher like crap, or my father's a police officer, or you know, my mom is this or whatever, you know. I just think that you know, people just, they don't care. Tona Fines, welcome. Let me look at some of these comments here. How you change? What? Wait, what did Frankie say? Wait, what did Shorty say? Oh. I noticed you said what, Shorty? I'm looking at that's what caught me. Was the what? I'm like, Shorty said what? But if I were to say it, that's a whole different show. And you know it. That's why you're laughing. That's why you're laughing. So anyway, y'all, I just had to vent today about the whole driveway thing. Because like I said, blocking my driveway and letting your dog do their business on my lawn, those are the two of my biggest pet peeves. Crazy lady, how are you? It isn't, you're not even so much as you're letting your dog do your business on my lawn. It's the fact that you're not picking it up. That's the thing that's getting to me, is that you're not picking it up. I'm like, if I pick up, you know, I don't let my dog do my, you know, it's like, I'm picking up. Can you, like, can, you know, everybody just pick up? Exactly, crazy lady, exactly, pick it up, you know. So, but, you know, people don't care. People don't care. Hey, chill. Hey, crazy lady.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
I've had this happen when I lived in Spokane. And I watched my neighbor's dog come over and shit on a poop on my lawn time and time again. You know what I did? I went out there. I got tired of it. They wouldn't correct the problem. So I picked up that little dog's poop and I put it in a plastic bag. And I kept doing that. And then I went over and I dumped that fucking bag all over their fucking lawn.
Well, crazy lady.
And I you know, they had a little tiny, like, you know, idiot, you know, punching dog. And I had my dog was big. There's a difference in poop size.
Oh, okay? Yeah, it is. It is. Well, crazy
and
lady.
I had video of the dog pooping in on, you know.
I am not mad at you because, see, you put it in a plastic bag. I have done it where they would not stop. And I went and got my pooper scooper. And I pooped. I scooped it up. And I put the poop right on their, right by their front door. And that is when it stopped. And they had a ring camera.
That bag had to be like half full of poop. I mean, it's like I picked up. Yeah.
No, I get it, but that's the point that you have to make. And then when, you know, they had the ring, so I know that they saw me do it, and I didn't cover my face or anything. It's like, yes, this is me coming up here, putting this on your, you know, by your door, you know, whatever. And when I saw them later, they never looked at me or anything until they went, and then they finally moved, but. You know, it's like, seriously, is this, you know, it's like, I'm constantly saying, can you please figure it out? Well, you know, he, you know, no. And then, crazy lady, there was one time when these two little kids, they live like kind of around the corner from me. And they consistently walk their dog, let their dog. I'm going out there saying, kids, you need to pick it up. You need to pick it up. They didn't pick it up. So finally one day they're out there and they're letting their dog poop. And I'm in the garage and they see me and they just let their dog poop. And they're walking away. I said, pick it up. And they're like, well, we don't have a bag. I said, use your hand. And they looked at me. I said, use your hand. Is your dog's poop? Pick it up with your, well, do you have it? No, use your hand.
I bet you they didn't forget it after that.
Can I tell you that after that, you're right. Every time I see them walking their dog, they have a bag and they're picking up their dog's poop. Not just from my lawn, but from other
people's.
Yeah. You know, and chill, and that is fine. You go right ahead, you know, because, you know, it's like, no, you know, it's like, I'm telling you to pick it up. I'm asking you to pick it up. You're not going to do it. Use your hand. You're going to ask me for a bag? No, use your hand.
I got Jake.
And you're calling the police on me for what? Did I throw anything at you? Did I touch you at all? No, I told you to pick up the poop. They could or could not have because I would have just turned around and taken it back to their house. You know, whatever. But what are you calling, you know, I mean, seriously.
Jake one time took one too many poops that I didn't anticipate him taking, and I didn't have a bag. This is when we were in Moses. It was garbage day, thank God. I went over to this dude's garbage, and I opened up the lid, and I just, like, reached in and, like, grabbed, like, a piece of plastic. And I walked up, and I was picking up the poop, and the guy came out yelling, because, what were you doing to my trash? I was like, dude, I don't have a plastic bag, and he pooped on your lawn, so I went. The trash, grab the plastic, pick up the poop. I wasn't stealing your garbage or anything. But, you know, I've gotten yelled at for picking up garbage. Like, I've been walking on the roadway. If I see trash, I'm picking it up. And the next garbage can I come to, I'm just going to drop it in there. But people get mad if you, like, put garbage in their garbage, you know? It's like, dude, look. I picked up with your trash in front of your house.
Okay. Crazily, I'm reading what Chill is saying to me. He says, pick it up with my hand. That's ridiculous. I'm calling the police. But what are you calling the police on, Will? Because I said, reporting child abuse for what? Because I said to pick it up? Because I said to pick it up? They didn't have to. But they did. You know, and I am going to tell you, their father... And this is and crazily, this is the thing that kills me because when you go past their house on their front lawn, they have this big old cross on their lawn that they put up there, and they're like, you know, God is love and all this other stuff. So I'm like, y'all the Jesus people of the neighborhood, but yet but your children are doing things, you know, that, you know, are disrespectful. You know, and their father came. He came and he did not like what I said. And I said, I don't like the fact that I have been telling your family for months not to let your dog It's not like the dog is running around free. The dog is on a leash and you all are stopping, literally stopping and letting the dog do it. And you're not picking it up. Then you go down a couple more houses and you let your dog do it again. It's a problem. Like I said, now when they walk their dog, they have a plastic bag.
They learned their lesson.
Yep.
I'm thinking like that. I don't want to, you know. I could see him saying that. But we got.
Wait, hold on. No, chill. Dog poop is not good for the lawn. Cow manure or chicken manure is. Dog poop is not good for the lawn.
It will kill that spot that it stays.
Look
on
it up and it will kill that spot. It is not good. It is toxic to the lawn. So I'm sorry, Gracie. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, we got caught one time not picking up. We were walking my dad's dogs and we didn't pick it up one time. I don't know how we got caught, but we got caught. My dad made us go out and the entire route, we had to pick up every poop that we found, whether, you know.
I mean, and that's a teachable moment. I mean,
everybody's poop.
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just, you know, and the fact that you do have parents out there who, you know, you have to give your kids that teachable moment, because it still comes down to respect. And it sounds funny, you know, and it sounds like, oh my God, you know, what's the big deal? You know, whatever. It is called picking it up. If it is called that
being civil and respectful.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that is toxic, but it's also called, if someone can consistently ask you to pick up after your dog and you don't do it, and the person finally gets fed up, and I said use your hand, get over it, because they did it, and like I said, after that, when they walk, they have a bag. Get over it.
No, it's not toxic. I mean, it's,
and I will tell that to anyone. And I will tell that to anyone's one's kid. And that's what it comes down to, is, you know, not just children, but even adults. What type of
I'd look around. I'd pull me up
do
some grass
you have
leaves or something.
Crazy Lady says it is not toxic. No, she did say that.
I mean,
no.
Did I miss something? The acids in dog poop, when it sits there, is not the right acids that the lawn needs.
No, I think he's talking about if you pick it up with your hand.
Well, okay, you know, I mean, yeah, it's not, I wouldn't like pick up dog poop and then put your hand in your mouth. Hello. obviously,
oh,
if they were smart kids, you know, like as soon as they got out of the dog, you know, I would have been like putting in the trash down the drain, something, and then like wiping my hand on grass, or like I'd be finding some water. So if I'd be like going to the next hose and be like, psh.
Well, you know,
some people need the hard lessons because, I don't know, they're idiots.
I mean, you know, it's, you know, it just comes down to
accountability.
Accountability, right? And just being respectful, and to get upset because somebody says to pick it up in your hand. It's like, how long do I have to keep telling you, don't let your animal do this? I mean, I have three dogs. I pick up after each and every one of my dogs. Even when my dogs are running around in the backyard, I'm out there picking up poop.
I didn't pick up after taking the campground.
You go to a hay fair, welcome. Hey Blunt. Welcome. I mean, it's It just amazes me how people just think that, oh my God, how dare you do that? Oh my God, you told them to pick that up with their hand. Yes, I did, because if maybe they had not been a repeat offender, you know, I could be like the lady down the street. who she installed those things on her lawn, where when people come on her lawn, those motion things, and then they they're spraying, you know, water, you know, whatever. What are you supposed to do? So, but then again, I'm supposed to go out and spend money. I'm supposed to go out and spend money to have these things in install. You know what, Chill? I don't care. I don't care what you say. I really, really don't. Because those children were being disrespectful, and the parents were being disrespectful too. So teach your kids some lessons. Teach your kids how to respect people. And that's the problem nowadays. People don't teach their children. They don't teach their children. They're like, well, I'm going to call the cops because it is abuse. Well, you know what? You should have been handling your children before it got to that point. But people don't want to do that. The first thing they want to say is, don't talk to my kids like that. Don't tell my kids that. Handle your children. Yep, teach your children.
Because if you don't correct it now,
you're right. Because if you don't, correct that stuff now, you are going to have problems. You are going to have problems.
And if my dad always, he had to say, you know, because I'll give that hard lesson first. Nah, I'm giving them the hard lesson first time around. Why? Because fortunately for my children, they're smart. They get it the first time around. You know what I mean? Some, you know. A lot, yeah, it just is. It comes down to accountability.
People don't, people don't care. I mean, people, they just don't care. Hey, Mr. B, welcome. You know, people, they just don't care. You know, just like when I come back to the whole driveway thing, people don't care. But then when you get their car towed, you know, they're like, well, you know, I was just, you know, in here. No, you weren't in here just for a minute. You were in here for the entire day. You were in here. You know, it's like, you know, no. It's not okay. I have seen people block when they've parked outside of a hospital and half of their car is hanging into the drive, the turnabout, you know, when you can drive in one way and come out the other, you know, when they're driving in that way, it's like, excuse me. And it says a big thing sign that says emergency vehicles, you know, come and go, whatever. And it's like, seriously? You know, and then when the police officers are out there telling you to move, you know, it's not like you're at the airport and you're trying to drop somebody off and they're trying to go as fast as they can. The police are telling you to move. And we're talking about people who just park, get out, you know, purposely sit. Hey, crazy. You know, I'm sorry. People are rude. They're inconsiderate. And then when children are involved, it goes up a notch because some people will allow their children to be rude and inconsiderate too. So yeah, pick it up with your hand. If you don't like it, too damn bad. Now, that's my rant. Oh, boy. But you know what? I'm not Jesus, never proclaimed to be. And I know that I sin. So Jesus is not a part of this. You know, so while you so busy saying, what would Jesus do? You think about that the next time you get pissed off because somebody did something to you. and crazy, I am with you.
Unfortunately,
what crazy
there at the point at that point in time to help you out. So
you know, so
you're dealing with me.
Well, he's not. He don't have to listen because when I get to the pearly gates, I'll have to listen to him.
Right.
So, you know, so, but like I said, Chill, you know, as long as you're not, you know, doing that you know, letting your dog poop on my driveway, as long as it's not your kid that I'm telling to pick it up with their hands. Don't worry about it. And if I was that person who I told your kid to pick it up with their hands, I would have to deal with the parents, because then it would get ugly. You know, because when you, like I said, when you repeatedly tell someone and ask someone, could you please not do this? Could you please not do this? Could you please not do this? And they completely do it over and over, over and over again. And they're a habitual repeat offender.
My
yeah.
dad would not be the person I'd go complain to.
Yeah. Yeah. We are going to have a problem. We are going to have a problem. You know, I don't let my dogs poop on your lawn. Don't let your dogs poop on mine. And if you do, pick it up. That what is so hard to just pick it up. You see a lot of people walking their dogs with a plastic bag. Pick it up. There's no place to park on the street.
But there's a responsibility if you're walking.
It is. And there's no place to park when you're on the street.
In your yard.
If there's no place to park on the street, park around the corner and walk. Mr. B says, Houston, I think you have a problem.
Don't block the driveway. I got someone like my dad that, you know, he'll freaking crawl
in. I'm not telling anybody more than once. I'm putting itching powder where they do it. You know what, crazy? I have put down cayenne pepper for this one particular actually it's one particular dog and cat, and it stopped right away. You know, and then that's another thing. Now let's talk about the cats, because I know some people have kitties, you know, whatever. Had these people, this family moved in across the street, and I see the little girl outside, and she has 5 kittens. I'm saying to myself, oh great. you know, because I know these kittens are gonna grow up to be cats, and they're gonna be problems. Sure enough, you know, everybody's complaining about these cats because they just let the cats run around. Well, you know, cats, you know, come in my yard. I have 3 dogs, you know, well, actually 2.5, because one of them is just real tiny, whatever. But, you know, cats got in my yard. My dogs almost got them. I walk across the street. You know, your dogs, your cats, they're getting in my yard. I will not be responsible if what happens to them, whatever. Well, they're just cats, and they're just, well, could you like look outside before you let your dogs out? I have a doggy door. My dogs come and go. If my door is open, my dogs come and go. I'm not going to tell them, well, check to see if there's a cat outside first. And if there's a cat outside, then don't go out. No,
in
you
their
know.
Yard.
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
Hence that's
Hello?
Why. Wait a minute. That's why you have the containment area.
Hello.
You have the privilege.
You know, so I'm like, you know, so sure enough, one of my dogs, the middle one, got a hold of the cat. I hear all this noise. You know, I go outside, you know, and my dog, you know, stops fighting with the cat, and the cat kind of limps away, whatever. And the people come and I didn't say anything. I did not open up my mouth, because I knew that they were going to come knocking on my door. Sure enough, they came knocking on my door, and I said, "And what am I supposed to do?" Well, you know, the cat's gonna have to go to the vet. And I said, we can go to court, because I will win. Your cat was in my yard. I have video, because I have cameras, and I played the video for him. I said, so I'm not paying any vet bills, especially when I told you to keep your cats out of my yard. And then, you know, other neighbors, you know, they're coming out and they're talking about, yeah, your cats. They ended up moving. And one lady, she put a cat trap in her yard. And in California, you have to put a notice in your front lawn saying if you have a cat trap, which she did. And she took the cat and she took it to the pound, But she didn't say which pound that she took it to. And the guy got mad, whatever. But it's like, you know, no. When you're told something and somebody says, don't do it, or could you please not do it, and you keep doing it over and over and over, you get what you get. You get what you get.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and I
was funny because Jake won't eat my mom's cat. You know, has never actually. Well, now they're starting to play, but Jake would run from my mom's cat. But the feral cats, he'll chase them down and kill them every time.
Yeah.
Same way in Miss Joyce's yard, you know, cats and squirrels, man, and skunks.
Yeah, but when you live in an area where you're, you know, where you're around other people, you know, whatever, you know, you got to watch, you know, you have to watch what you're doing, you know. I don't live in a place where I have all this land where I can just let my dogs go run. You know,
I used to live in town too. And Jake, they never left the containment area, you know. When I took him for a walk, I picked up his poop.
Exactly. And my dogs, if my dogs are out front with me, they're on a leash. Because at the end of the day, they're still dogs. If they see that, they can still, you know, I don't care. You can tell that dog sit, you know, and some dogs will stay there. They will not do anything. But at the end of the day, they're still dogs. If they see a cat, squirrel, whatever, there's that possibility they're going to take off, you know, whatever, you know. And next thing you know, your dog gets hit by a car and you're pissed off at the car because, well, didn't you see my dog? No, well, your dog should have been on a leash.
Yeah.
You know, so. It's all about that thing called responsibility.
Yep.
And accountability. And, you know, and respect. But people just don't care. They think that they can say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do. And then if you say something to them, all of a sudden they're pissed. They're in their feelings. They, you know, you hurt my feelings. You did this. You did that. How dare you? I'm calling the cops. I'm doing this, this, and this, and this. You know, whatever. You're right, crazy. There are. They are bad words. Accountability. Oh, my God. How dare you? How dare you say that? Accountability? I'm telling teacher. I'm calling the police. You want me to be accountable for my actions? You actually want me to be accountable? No. You're going to call the police on me because I told your kids to pick up their poop with their hands after you've told them countless times for months, you know, not to let their dog do their business on your lawn and to clean it up. So all of a sudden you miraculously are walking the dog with a plastic bag. You couldn't have done that four months ago. Oh, well, when you go out and cut your lawn, you know, you'll pick it up anyway. I mean, seriously? I mean, I even think that is rude when you know, if you have a gardener or something, and you know, one of my neighbor's gardeners quit because he said that she never picked up after her dog, you know, after a week or 2 weeks, however, how many times he was coming, you know, it was just the backyard was just full of crap. He said that he was not picking it up. And the people got mad at him. Well, you're out there, you know, cutting the grass. That's just rude. I mean, seriously, that's just rude.
Okay. I'm probably going to get like, everyone's probably going to hate me after the statement, but yes, I did do it. I shot at neighbors, not around here. This is when I lived over in North Idaho. I had a half Arabian, half quarter horse colt. And our neighbor's dog from down the road kept getting loose and coming and chasing my horse and like biting him, like taking chunks out of my horse's rear end. Oh. And I told him repeatedly, you need to come get your dog. It's like, if I catch your dog in my pasture again, going after my horse, I'm going to shoot your dog. I have no choice. One morning, I get up, because Black was freaking out, and because they're big, massive dog, is what got a hold of my colt, ripping, like literally ripping his skin and stuff, and I shot the dog. Yes, I did. And I called the neighbors to come get their dog. And, oh, that attack cost me like $700.
Did you shoot the dog?
Yes, I did.
And crazy lady, I'm going to tell you, I am not
and
mad.
Yet they called the cops.
I'm not mad at you. And what happened?
The cops came and I told him exactly, you know, hey, blah, blah, blah. And cop goes, well, and I showed him my horse, you know, by that time the vet was there. And they go, huh? The cop looked at my neighbor and said, I'd have shot your dog too. Got in his cop car and left.
I mean, hello? Hello? Did you kill the dog, or you just shot the dog just to hurt the dog?
No, I killed the dog.
Okay. All right. So,
you know,
so my question is, what you did to me is no
different.
I've
shot at it with buckshot, and I've shot at it with BBs, you know, to deter it from not doing this to my horse, but none of those worked. And that's when I finally told the freaking neighbor, hey, check it out. I catch your dog in my pasture again, chasing down my horse. I'm gonna shoot it.
So what did they? So after the police left and everything, what was the? I mean, I'm pretty sure the relationship was bad. But what happened after that?
The dad of the family picked up his dog and they left, went home. I never heard not another peep out of him. And then you're like a year later.
Well, there you go. There you go.
And apparently my horse wasn't the only animals that dog was attacking at it on the road.
There you go.
Got Boroff, like a lot of Boroff chickens. You know, hey.
There you go. You know, so, I mean, people, I mean, again, it's like, what do you have to do in order for people, you know, to, what do you have to do in order for people to get it? What do you have to do in order for people to just, you were told. Now, a member of your family, because I think dogs are members of families, your dog is dead. Or your cat got mauled or something. You know, or you kept letting your dog, you know, run around outside. They got hit by a car. And it usually comes down to the owner not doing what they should do, thinking that the other person is not going to do what they say they're going to do. Heiko, welcome back. You know that they're not going to do what they say that they're going to do, but they do it. You know, yeah, chill. And I do say protect the animals, because as a dog owner or an owner of an animal, you should protect your dog. And part of protecting your dog is to make sure that they're not doing something where they are aggravating someone, where they will get hurt. And if you don't do something, if you don't stop it, and your dog gets hurt, that's on you. Shame on you. It's not on the person who killed the dog or who killed the cat, whatever. It's on you. Especially if you were told you failed your own pet. Don't blame it on the other person. You were the failure.
Yeah, and mastiffs, they can take down deer. Like,
you know, and crazy said, yeah, that's terrible. I hate it just as much as, but reality is, it's the owner responsible. Exactly. It is the owner. It is the owner. You know, and I say this as someone who, again, you know, some of y'all know I volunteer at a shelter, and some of the dogs that I see come into that shelter are in such bad shape, not because they've been out on the street, but because they've been with their owners, because the human beings have allowed them to get in the condition that they're in. So if your dog gets shot by someone else, because your dog is attacking someone's horse or child or someone, and you keep saying stop, 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 and the person goes in and gets a gun and bang, bang, I feel sorry for the dog, because it's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's fault. And the same thing with those kids who I said, pick it up. Your mom and daddy should have taught you better. You know, so. Might not like what I'm saying, but. Reality can hurt at times.
Yeah, I can, but you know.
Reality can hurt.
Accountability, you know. And if you don't want, you know, stupid stuff to happen to you, don't do stupid things.
Right. So you don't want your car towed after, you know, don't park in my driveway, because I will call and your car will get towed. You can say, oh, well, Sally, you know, someone can do that to you. Yeah, that they can. But they won't, because I don't block people's driveways. I will walk, which I've done many times. Blunt says, damn kids. Oh, boy. You know, but, you know, people don't care, and that's the type of society we're in now, where people don't care, and crazy. I'm telling you, the lawn thing, you know. I mean, you just sit and you just watch people, and you know. I even had one lady at a house where we used to live. She didn't want her kids playing on her lawn, but it was fine for her kids to play on other neighbors' lawns, because she didn't want her lawn getting messed up while they're running around playing football and stuff. So don't play on my lawn. My kids don't play on my lawn, but it's okay to go to the neighbor's lawn. I mean, oh, they better like coming home soaked. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I say I don't know, but I know. You give people those teachable moments. You give the adults the teachable moments that, you know, usually it hits them in their pocket. You give those kids the teachable moments where the parents get pissed off. Yeah, well, maybe you all will learn. Maybe you will learn. And if you don't, there's another lesson that somebody can think of. And usually I can, that I can, yeah. But see, crazy, like I said, I don't think that I should go out and have to pay money for stuff, because you should know better. But hey, if it means, like you said, you come home soaked. Oh,
God, crazy. You're like my dad. Oh, my God.
That was my entertainment. So, well. What can I say? All right. Well, I'm going to leave y'all with them posted to the town's Facebook.
There are those people that'll go there.
There you go. Posted to the town's Facebook. You know, crazy, I don't mind going there. I will go there. I've gone there many times. I know there's many times left in my lifetime that I will go there again. You know, but... I like to think that I'm a
considerate person. If I'm forced to go there, it's going to be epic. Know that.
So, you know. Okay, y'all. So I am going to leave y'all with Aretha Franklin and Respect. Just a little bit. And Crazy Lady, thank you for popping up on the panel with me today. And thank you for everyone's comments, even though I disagree with some. But thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. And here we go. And that's it, everyone. Thank you for coming, as always. And Crazy Lady, thanks again for coming up on the panel. And enjoy your day or evening, wherever you are. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.